I had that because I feel like God gave that to me last night. So we do that a lot where we're flowing and we don't necessarily know. But I do have a picture I want to show you guys. This is a picture that happened about 19 years ago. I was 23 years old. I had just eaten a sofa. And and I was 23 years old when they laid hands on me to be the junior high youth pastor. I was 23, it was 19 years ago. I'm looking at Brad Tim, that was you, Tim Chapman's here. He's the first person I came to. Mike, you were there during that time. I know he's here somewhere, Mike and Celia and their family. But that was 19 years ago. And I'm thinking about fast forward. I didn't know what I knew then. That was just a ton. They're laying hands on me. Dad laying hands on me. And Dad, you and I both want that hair back, don't we? A little bit. I didn't have much then. But here's what I would say to that guy. I would say to him to try to make things easy. I would say things like, hey, you know, take it easy. It's not as hard as you think. Stay the course. Don't stray to the left or to the right. I would say to him, you have a great support with Terry and Susan. They're great parents. Continue to listen to them. And, you know, I think about it. I did listen to that. I'd also tell him that the numbers for the Powerball for, and it was, and well, I'm just kidding. But the truth is that fast forward and here we are today. And somebody's asking, so where do we go from here? Well, here's what Paul said. And we'll talk about this in, well, I'm actually going to read this out of Philippians. In Philippians chapter 3, verse 12 says, not only have I have already obtained this, and I'm already perfect, but I press on to make it my own because Jesus Christ has made me his own. Brothers, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward. So there's a direction. We're going to go forward. Say that with me. We're going to go forward. We're going to go forward to what lies ahead, and we're going to press on. So we're going to go onward toward the things of God, toward the goal for the prize of the upward. So there's another direction. We're going to go upward. We're going upward to the call of God of in Christ Jesus. Let those who are mature think this way. And if any think you are otherwise, then God reveal that to you also. And let us hold true to what we've attained. So we are going to go forward. We're going to go upward. And we're going to be steadfast, as it says in 1 Corinthians 15, steadfast, immovable, and always abounding in the work of the Lord. That's where we're going. We're going to walk in the power of his might. We're going to walk in his will and in his ways. And so the baton was being passed to Vanessa and I this morning, but I also want to tell you that the baton is being passed to you as well. It's being passed to a congregation, us as a family. Amen? Amen. The family of God. We're going to move forward as a runner who will receive the baton. I want to say to you this morning, on your mark, you are marked for greatness. You are marked with the love of Christ. You are marked as the people of God. And as a people of God, I want to tell you this morning that you are blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. You are blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed going in, blessed coming out. You've been seated in heavenly places. The very spirit and presence of God lies within you, and you've been marked for success. The very spirit of God that's on the inside of you, matter of fact, it's the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead, that lives in you and quickens your mortal body and causes you to do great things for God. Not only that, I want to say that you're more than conquerors through Christ Jesus, and you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. So get on your mark and know that you are marked for greatness. Some would say that you're marked for death, but I want to say that you are marked for life because he has come not only to give us life, but give us life abundantly, and that life flows from the inside of us, and it causes the world to see who God's called us to be. So on your mark. And I want to say, get set. Get set because you're going to set your affections on things that are above and not on the things of the earth. Get set because you're set with the principles and guidelines that Christ has given us. Get set on being who God's called you to be. Get set as the chief cornerstone that is in Christ. Get set on who God is on the rock that is higher than I. Get set and build your house upon the rock that when the waves come and the wind comes and everything that comes up against your house, you're able to stand against the storms of time because you're set in place because of what God has called you to. And I would say that it's time to go. Go therefore and call, be called of God, and to every place and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Use words if necessary, but preach the gospel with your life. Go into the byways, into the highways, and compel men to come in and know who God is. Go with God. Go with fire. Go with the wind of His Spirit. Go with everything that He's called you to do, because this is a day that the Lord has made, and He's called us to go forward in Him and do great things for God. So on your mark, get set, go. I'm going with you. We're going. I am not a runner, as you can see, but in my mind, it looks good. You hear what I'm saying? We are called to greatness, and I'm excited to lead this charge, Vanessa and I. And before anything gets amiss, I want to take time to just honor my bride, Vanessa. Yeah. You know, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you. Literally, I wanted to leave. We got kicked out of the church a long time ago. Gerald. But anyway, the truth is that... It's a long time ago. But we're still here, amen. Look at your neighbor and say, we're still here. Yeah. Amen, amen. As the family of God, there's one last thing that I'd like to do. I would love for us to take communion. That's what family do. And that's what we do. So if the ushers would come, I'd love for us to take communion together as a family. I do, as it's so important. And just thinking about this, I didn't have time to do this real quick. While the elders have come, Rhonda, would you stand? I just want to honor you right here, just right now. Honor Rhonda Keller. Hey, why don't you come up here? No, come up here. I want to tell you that I love you. Thank you for everything that you've done for us. Very much. And, it's going to be a ride. It's going to be a crazy ride. It's going to be a good one. Amen? You guys, this is we're making history. You know, we're making history. You've never had a black senior pastor before. So some things are about to change around here. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Some of y'all was like, I knew it. I knew he was waiting. No, I was just kidding. I just knew it. Amen. How many know God is good? He's so good. He's so good all the time. We are going to have fun. It's going to be a fun ride. It's going to be a great time in Jesus. I don't know what kind of year, just as Jake said, I don't know what kind of year you've had, but I'm telling you, get excited about what God has in store for us. You need to get excited about what God is doing in your midst. And some of you just say, well, I don't know exactly what the year is going to hold. The truth is you don't have to know what the year is going to hold. What you need to know is who holds the year. If you know who holds the year, then you can stand the test and the storms of time. Amen. I'm going to read out of 1 Corinthians 11. It says, for I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread. And we were taking this. And we had given thanks. He broke it. This is what I want us to do as these continue to pass the elements. I want us to take some time to just give thanks again. But you can't go wrong with giving thanks. So I'm going to pray. Lord, I just want to thank you. You continue to pass the elements. Lord, I want to thank you for this day. I want to thank you for what you are doing, what you have done. And thank you, Lord, for everything that you have given us. As we sing this song today, all our lives you have been faithful. You've been faithful from generation to generation, Lord. There is none like you. Would you say that with me? There's none. There's none like you, Lord. And so I just thank you, Lord, that in the midst of whatever that's going on in our lives, we can celebrate your goodness and your faithfulness. You have been faithful to us. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. And so we thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness and your goodness to us. And you're a good, good Father. Good Father. So we thank you, Lord, for that. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that your body was broken. Let's take the bread. Some of us are still being served. And let's take the bread. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that your bread, this bread is your body that was broken for us. It was broken for us. Lord, and I just want to say to you and those that are sick, Lord, that by your stripes that we are healed, Lord, even today. It's broken. You were beaten. You were bruised, Lord, for us. And so we want to thank you, Lord, that your body, Lord, was beaten, Lord, and it was absolutely for us. And so we thank you, Lord, and we receive it. We receive this, Lord, even right now as we're taking this bread. So you can take and eat. Let's take the cup. And Lord, we just want to thank you, Lord, that your blood speaks a better word. Speaks a better word over us. And we thank you, Lord, that it blots out all of our transgressions. Lord, that every sin that you've forgiven us and you've washed us white as snow. Thank you, Lord, that we've been forgiven. And that you've blessed us, Lord. You've given us, that your mercies are new every morning. And your blood covers us. So we thank you that this is your blood, Lord, that was shed for us for the remission of sins. And we thank you for that. Just take and drink. Amen. God's good, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's good. Absolutely good. Well, we're excited. I know that it's a new day. A couple things. Eldred and Jean Marie, can you guys stand? I just want to take time to this Care Center Ministries. It's here representing Eldred and Jean Marie. Well, we messed up. We love you guys. Tim, you and Debbie, stand real quick. I know I had you guys, but just stand real. This is Tim and Debbie. And if you guys don't know, Tim was the first person that I came to and asked what would you have me do? And I thought for sure he would hand me this thing right here. And it was similar. It was a broom. We're still here. So I'm grateful for you and just so many others. I just look out. I know I'm missing people, but thank you guys so much for everything. I'm friends here and family. So thank you guys so much. Let's stand, family. Yeah. Let's stand and let's celebrate the Lord. Lord, we thank you for your goodness. Thank you, Lord, for everything that you have done for us. We just say that you are good, you are good, you are good. And we know, Lord, that you have blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. We love you, Lord. I bless our people. I bless them, Lord, and as they go out, Lord, I pray that they'd have divine appointments. I pray that you bless them spiritually, physically, mentally, financially, above all that they could ask or think according to your power that works in them. Above than they could ask or think and even imagine, because we serve that kind of God. You, God, go before us, and I thank you, Lord, that you order their steps, and the steps of a righteous man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way, and even if he falls, he shall not utterly be cast down, because the Lord will uphold him with his hand. So thank you, Lord, that you're with us and you never leave us nor forsake us. So we thank you for that, and we bless you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.